you start off with something simple and you start playing with it and so forth, and it takes some effort. This is not like Microsoft Word or Excel. It's much harder to learn this stuff, much harder. You actually cannot learn it just by playing with it. You got to actually, you know, you ought to take a course. And there are a lot of courses around. We teach a course in it too, but it's, it involves a lot of other things as well. And there are cheaper places to learn that than us. So I would recommend you do that. But very, very good. And once you get all this information in here, now you can start anything that's in there, you can suck it out with a query. So you can bring out anything you want. You want every company in Podunk, Iowa? You just put in your query, Podunk, Iowa. Bingo. It brings up all the companies, all the sales, all the people, and so on. It's great in that regard. And I'd be happy to demonstrate. I'm sure I got one of these databases on one of these computers, and I could bring it up for you immediately if you wanted to see it.
So getting back to what Sharon had asked for, the actions.
Yes.
What all would be compiled in that?
They're short fields, 255 characters. So you'd have a first entry date. You'd have a last entry date. So first entry date, you could sort the thing based on date. And we usually sort it in reverse order. So you'd have the latest actions at the top. Okay. So in there, you would have, and you might have a field for who wrote the action, you know, like if you wrote it or Melissa wrote it or something like that. So you could have a little field for that. But in here, you'd have talk to Susan regarding inside sales excellence, May 16th. And then the next one, and that would be back here, May 18th, sent Melissa some information, and you know, and then May 21st, that, you know, so it would be in order, reverse date order, and it would just be short stuff.
So that the only thing difference between the actions is the notes. Is the notes hold
the length?
Larger.
The length. Okay. That's the only difference. Exactly. Okay. Correct. These are memo fields, and they're huge. So instead of having a 255 character max, you'd have 64,000 characters, and you can have an infinite number of notes. So you can cover anything. So when you're calling customers, you know, you can put stuff in there, you find out, you know, this guy rides Harleys or something, you know, now you talk to him about Harleys, or this guy goes camping, he's a fisherman, you know. So you can put all that kind of stuff in there, and then you could kind of review that, you know, while the phone is dialing, you know, and you're getting a guy, you can take a look what you talked to him about last, and then you can look back, you know, and, you know, some of the stuff you're going to remember, but this can help you get the whole thing together.
Can you drag stuff into that from, like, Outlook?
Okay. Oh, absolutely. Okay. The way you do it is you highlight it all in Outlook, and then you do Control-C, which copies it. Then you open up that, and you pop it in there and put Control-V and paste it right in there. Yep.
But I know right now, like in Microsoft Outlook, when I have an email come in that I want to save,
yes,
I can drag that into my task, and then I can put a date on it for a follow-up.
Oh, okay.
This is kind of...
Well, you know what?
A reminder, then I get a pop-up.
Right. And that's good. Outlook is a very excellent tool. We use it. It's not integrated.
It's not humongous either as far as, I don't think, like
that. Oh, no, this is huge. Yeah. This is huge. Okay. And in Outlook, you would have a whole bunch of emails in there, you know, in your contacts list and so on. They would also be in your database, so they're redundant.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't have, you know, in your database, like in our database, we've got 22,000 companies, 22,000, Michigan, Ohio. Well, we've been in business for 18 years, so we got a lot of people that have come to our programs and, you know, and then we bought lists and so on, and we, you know, customers gave us their lists, and so we got a huge amount of prospects in there. And, but in my Outlook, I've got 2,000 contacts in my Outlook because I'm not sending emails to all these people. And if I want to send emails to all those people, I can do a query, bring up everybody's email, and I could blast an email out automatically to all the people in the database. So, okay. So screen and qualify, and that's where the database comes in. And there we're getting the names of the people, getting them spelled right, so there's no doubt. We don't want to spell somebody's name wrong, so we're getting positive ID on the names. And then we get fax numbers and emails and so on. Then we can auto fax and auto email. And I'll show you some examples of this as we go along here. And we're going to get into each aspect of this as we go along. We're on page 53. Focus on the proper accounts. So as we're going through our 1,000 records, banging through 1,000 records, we're just going through to screen and qualify. That's all we're doing. Screen and qualify. And we'll talk about exactly what you were going to ask for and so on to screen and qualify. Then we're going to get down the accounts. We're giving each of you 50 accounts. Those are the ones you're going to focus on. And of those 50, you may find out that 20 of them, you know, are going to be back burner accounts. You know, they're not ready yet or whatever. And so then you're going to get the ones you're going to start harping on, and then you start harping on them. Develop relationships. That's the next step. You know, you understand their needs. You start, you got your CRM relationship, customer relationship management database going on. You understand their needs through probing and proposing. Prepare for each call and estimate their cost of use so you can understand how that we did that battery thing earlier, you know, about, you know, my battery costs more, but it lasts twice as long or whatever. You're going to have some kind of a thing like that so you can talk to them about it. You're going to start making regular contacts, and you're going to ask them, can I call you back in a month or so, you know? You're going to have plenty of calls to make, so it's no big deal whether you call them back today, tomorrow. We're in business for the long haul, not for tomorrow. We're in a business for, you know, years. That's what we're in business for.